I guess it's like singing with your sister or something. It's like a harmony with a family member that is just tried and true in there. So that flow is something that happens very easily and naturally to us.
Emily Saliers and Amy Ray have been the Indigo Girls for so long, over 20 years, that singing together has become second nature. And it sounds that way, too. And now with their new live album, fans can trace a few years of Amy and Emily's onstage chemistry. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. I've been a fan of the Indigo Girls for, well, since the beginning. And in all that time, I've had a lot of chances to see them play live. Hearing Amy and Emily's voices come together on stage is a big part of the experience for any fan. And the Indigo Girls are celebrating that on their latest release. It's a double CD set of performances from 2006 to 2009, complete with an elaborate package of photos and track notes called Staring Down the Brilliant Dream. The Indigo Girls joined me and an audience of FUV members in Studio A to chat and play some live songs. And I asked them about the process of creating this new album.
We had started recording multi-tracking stuff in like 2006. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that at some point we would just go through everything and kind of pick from the different versions of who we are, which is like with a band or with a trio, just with Julie Wolf on accordion and keyboards or by ourselves. And then really our sound man, Brian Spicer, who lives here actually, did all the mixing and helped us go through everything. And it was a lot of hours of just listening and being very humbled by how hard it is to actually sing in tune. And, we just went through everything, combed through it, and we picked stuff. We didn't go by what were bigger songs or more popular. We just went by what performances we liked the best and try to represent during different periods of time for the last few years.
Sing it with us, Rita.
I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m.
Y'all sing it out.
To seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. I woke up with a headache like my head against the board. I was twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. I went in seeking clarity. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. And I looked to the children. And I drank from the fountain chair. We go to the doctor. We go to the mountains.
We're fortunate because we're friends since we were little girls and grew up in the same neighborhood, went to the same elementary school, the same high school, graduated from the same college. So we're really the trajectory of our lives has been so together for so long. But what's fortunate for me and Amy is that we have very, very independent and productive lives, you know, separate from each other. So after all these years, when we go off and do our own creative things, there's always that coming together to be Indigo Girls, which is, if it's all we ever did, or if we didn't have such differences in our personalities and in our pursuits, then it wouldn't be as exciting to come back to it. And I think that's one of the keys to our longevity and to the fact, well, also our fans are incredible. We're old enough now that they've all had kids and the kids are coming, so that's awesome.
I heard you sing a rebel song. You sung it loud and all alone. We can't afford the things you save. We can't afford the warranty. I see you walking in the glare down the county road. We share our southern blood, my heresy. Damn that old Confederacy. It took a long time to become the thing I am to you, and you won't tear it apart without a fight, without a heart.
Live music from the Indigo Girls, that's Become You. Their new live album is Staring Down the Brilliant Dream. Hear the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.